Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, that's right. Tuesday, March the 28th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about a subject that's very important because we're talking about something that was my personal core negative imprint. There was a belief that I've held onto and that I've had since I was a little kid, and I got into an understanding this whole thing of self-improvement. Now, in self-improvement, as we talked about on yesterday's show, there is this understanding that talks about the fact that we bring about what we think about. And along with that ideal is the understanding of the law of polarity. And so the law of polarity, as we talked about yesterday, is one of the universal laws. It's one of the laws of the octaves. It's this ability or this inability to bring about what you think about, because we operate from a negative position, meaning that the law of polarity says for every up, there's a down. So if you are down, that's proof positive that you have up, or you have the potential to be up. And if you are poor, poor or poverty cannot exist unless riches exist. And so I can state with confidence that if you are poor, that's proof positive that you are rich. And so I've oscillated or vibrated on that mentality for a long time. I want to also shout out to my beautiful wife that's tuning in today. Thanks, babe, for listening in to today's show. But I wanted to do an apology as well, not only for my wife, but also for my clients, especially people that's been with me for a long time, because I've had a flaw in my teaching method. It's not necessarily a flaw as in a bad thing. It is a flaw as it is a low vibrational thing. So I can choose, so can you, to vibrate on a good, gooder, or goodest. Now, none of those are not words, but I just want to prove my point. So again, I can have option A or option B, or I can go with option C. And so this morning when I woke up, all of my form of communications, if you will, and primarily the way that I earn money was all disconnected. So the venue that I'm using right now was temporarily blocked. The cell phone was turned off and disconnected. My group chat that I use to do my audio program was also suspended. So I was dead in the water, so to speak. But as you may or may not know, one monkey don't stop the show. And so I do what I always do, which is, number one, don't panic. It is what it is. Don't flip out. Don't have an emotional response. Don't run. Don't get scarred. Where there's a will, there's a way. Where God leads, God provides. And it was with that mentality, it was with that understanding that I began to take out the thought of fear out of my brain and put in the thoughts of, as I talked about yesterday, how can I? So I'm sitting here, and let's tackle the issues one at a time. With my cell phone, I called the AT&T, and they said that your service has been disconnected to the violation of our service policy or possible fraud. And because this happened to me before, right around the same time that I was going into some deep esoteric information, I kind of was prepared for the cell phone thing. So according to AT&T, you cannot use your cell phone if you have an unlimited plan to conduct unlimited plan information. In other words, if you got an unlimited plan, you can't use unlimited data. Now, I don't know about you, but where I'm from, that's called double speak. You slapping me upside my head and then you hide in your hands. Are you giving me $5 and you're taking away $501? That dog don't hunt. So as I remember arguing with them last time, I just politely said, you know what, no problem. I will disconnect my service and go somewhere else. And they was like, cool. And I thought about it. The main reason that they're upset is because I use my phone to conduct these type of venues, blog talk shows, one-on-ones, Spreaker, YouTube. I use my phone for a lot of different things. I don't even really need a computer as long as I got my cell phone, because everything I can do on my cell phone, everything I can do on my computer, I can pretty much do on my cell phone. And then I thought, I don't have to use my cell phone. Now, I probably still end up disconnecting my service and going somewhere else just for the principle. But as I sit here and I pondered, now, this is really important. because this is a mistake I've been making in a lot of areas in my life, not just this area. Remember, everything that happens in life is for a lesson. God is teaching you something. So I didn't look at it as I like, oh, AT&T, y'all suck. I wish I could have recorded the conversation. I said, yes, ma'am, to the lady. I didn't raise my voice. I said, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you. God bless you. Just as cordial, just as nice as if she was calling me or as if I was speaking to somebody who was giving me good information. So I remember that part. But then I remembered as well that I don't need to use my phone, so I could use my Blog Talk. Because remember, my negative habit pattern was it takes a negative to create a positive. I believe that all my life. So when something negative happens to me, I'm going to try to use that negative to create a positive. Let me say that again. My belief is that I can't have success unless I experience failure. That's my belief. So as a man believes, so he receives. My belief is pain before pleasure. I don't have that belief anymore after today. When it comes to my coaching, I've been coaching in error. It was okay, so I talked harsh, or it was okay for me to allow you to go through pain, because I believe that when you go through adversity, you come out on the other side a better person. So a lot of times there were things that I knew that I could say to prevent you from experiencing that pain, but I didn't. My philosophy was, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. So I did that with my coaching. So now remember, since that's my belief, that's my vibration. That's what I create. So I create problems in my life so I can experience opportunities in my life. Let me say that again. This is a very negative coping mechanism. The way that I cope with life is life goes good, create problem. That way life continue to go good. So I've been on this roller coaster in my relationships, in my relationship, especially the current relationship. Every time things get good, Brother Willie got to mess up. Why? Because I believe, brother, I believe, sister, that it takes a negative to create a positive. That's what I was taught in the self-help movement. Now, I'm going to go back to my phone consultation, but I need everybody, especially if you're a member of the Clarinomics program, to understand, because I've been doing the same thing to you. Whether it was knowingly or unknowingly, I have to apologize to you, because I've been purposely allowing or purposely creating negativity, because in my brain that creates positivity. Because when I was in the military, when I was in the police academy, when I was in correction, they said, hey, no pain, no gain. Anybody ever heard that before? No pain, no gain. So when I go to the gym, I push myself and I push myself till I experience pain. Then I stop. That's why I don't have no hamstrings. They gone. Zero, zip, zada. Why? Pain. I pulled muscles. I've done, man, I don't know how many different injuries because of that belief system. And so I've been using that same belief system. Now, remember, it's a coping mechanism. It's a damn good one, but there's a better one. Now, again, let me go back to my example that I was talking about at the beginning of the call. Woke up this morning. Phone disconnected. AT&T says we have disconnected you as a we don't want you to be a customer anymore. I've been with AT&T for 5 or 6 years. They said, yeah, we don't want your business. Okay, cool. That's I go on the Blog Talk to schedule the show. Service disconnected. So I go to my anymeeting.com. Service disconnected. Hey, what the hell? Now, this always happens whenever I'm talking about deep issues that's actually helping people. But because of my belief system, is this happening because I ordered it? See, when something goes wrong in my life, I go to the mirror and I was like, Willie, what the hell did you do now? Now, I never blame the other party. In fact, I know that the party is just reflecting. They have to do, because that's what I order. So if you go to the restaurant and you order chicken fried steak, they have to bring you a chicken fried steak. They can't bring you a top sirloin steak, even though the top sirloin center cut steak is better and cheaper. If you order good, they're not going to bring you gooder or the goodest. The universe is going to bring you exactly what you ordered. So I've been making statements like, okay, 9 out of 10 people is going to not going to finish the program. And then I wonder why 9 out of 10 people don't finish the program. Hello. So I'm not doing that no more. And so I've been saying it takes a positive to create a negative. It takes pain before pleasure. No pain, no gain. So I've been ordering pain, because God said, hey, I want to give this to you, no pain. I'm saying, no, God, I'm sorry, I can't take that. I need you to give me some pain first. Then I can take it. So I've been telling my wife unknowingly, okay, baby, I love you, but you know what? I need you to treat me bad first. Now, since I've been married, you know, my wife's parents, her mother and father, been reaching out to me, trying to, you know, do nice things and trying to make me feel a part of the family. What do I do? Remember, at my core imprint, but it's unconscious. I don't know it. All I know is something in my brain tells me when they reach out, withdraw. They reach out, withdraw. So that's what I've been doing. Why? Pain. I need them to treat me bad first. Then, according to my own belief, this is not a universal law. This is a freaking coping mechanism. But somebody sold me on that belief system when I was young, dumb, and stupid, and I was in a self-help movement, and they say in self-improvement, hey, you got to go through the valley, brother, before you can experience the mountaintop. Now, let me take this a little bit further. I even developed my first business that was, you know, pretty successful, was a photography studio. Now, back in the day when I had photography, you had a negative. We call it, again, the film. So you load the camera with the film. You take a picture, it produces an imprint, a negative imprint. I had a business selling negative imprints that produced a positive image. So even subconsciously, I was drawn to a business that validates my belief chemically. I don't know if y'all understand how deep that is, man. That's some deep shizness right there. So I would take a picture. I would go into my dark room, and I would develop the film. We call the film in photography a negative. And then I would go to the enlarger, and I would shine the light, the word of God. And God is life. He didn't know. He didn't produce it. He is it. Just like God is love. So I would shine light through a negative to produce a positive. We call it a picture. And the customer would come in and they paid me money for an 8x10 picture that was produced with a negative. I don't know if you understand, but so all my life I've been creating chaos in order to experience happiness. But where is that written that you got to have chaos first? It's not. That's just my belief. So I've been using a negative to produce a positive. And so then I've done the same thing in my relationships. So I produce a negative. All of my positive events in every relationship, whether it's with my children, whether it's with family members, whether it's with my current wife, ex-wife, every relationship, I always did something negative. Then came back, cue the day, bam, positive. The whole what they call makeup sex is the best sex. That's a coping mechanism. That implies that you can't have good sex unless you've done something wrong to make up. So all my life I've been doing that, and I had an epiphany yesterday. Again, I don't hear no audible voices. I don't see no bright lights. No little green men, blue men, yellow men, no angels, no demons. Nothing happens. I don't feel nothing. I don't cry. All of this stuff, all these mystical experiences everybody else have, I don't have those. I kind of wish I did. Maybe it'd be more impactful, but I don't. All I know is a thought comes down into my head that says, why are you doing that? There's a better way. Now, most of the time, it's so soft, I don't hear it and I don't listen to it. So this morning, however, I listened to it. Because this morning, I had no communication. No cell phone, no blog. The venue I have right now, them fools, they are disconnecting my service. But again, me thinking negative. Well, what happened is my service, now I didn't even know this. I've always had the free service for Blog Talk Radio, which is what I'm using right now, for like the first 2 or 3 years. All the shows were free. And then now I'm on the paid service. And I've been on this paid service for this venue for, I don't know, at least 3 or 4 months now. Now, I had it before, and I was like, hey, why pay for this when I can get it for free? Well, the free Blog Talk doesn't come with what they call computer dial-in like Skype or like Google, you know, what you call it? The Google Chrome webinar that you can use by calling in on Google. Or what about Facebook? Facebook has the voice call and video chat. All of these are other ways of communicating. And what happened was Blog Talk discontinued it because my payment is on automatic and I had it connected to an account that I don't really use anymore. And so the payment didn't go through. So they disconnected the service. So there was no demons and there was no devils. It was just I didn't pay my bill. So I paid my bill. And then when I scheduled the show, I looked at it and I said, okay, I can't use my cell phone anymore. But all of this time, I didn't even need my cell phone. But I'm so used to struggling. I'm so used to fighting. I'm so used to conflict and adversity. I'm so used, even in my relationship, my wife told me this morning, you ain't got to run no more. There's a new song called Running by, it's not really new, but Eric Bonet. And I was listening to that song and it just, man, I just broke down, brothers. I just broke down, sisters, because all my life I've been running. And in that song by Eric Bonet, he's talking about he's running from relationship to relationship. And then he met somebody and now he ain't got to run no more. Man, I don't know if you really understand. My first business, I think I subconsciously went into photography because back when I was doing photography, we used negatives to create positives. So I come into my life coaching business, and I use negatives to create a positive. And then the Father told me yesterday, or a voice, or a spirit, or an idea dropped into my head that says, use the language of your clients instead of the language of negativity. Now, I don't know if you really know what that means, but I've been using the language of negativity. That's why a lot of you have been struggling to stay with me because of the language of negativity, the frequency, the vibe that says, I got a belief system that says, I got to make you suffer first, brother. Then you're gonna get your quote unquote result. Do you know that when I was a client, and I still am a client, we all have somebody that we look up to or that we receive coaching from, whether it's a paid or not. I wasn't interested in the one-on-ones. I wasn't interested in the books or the tapes. I wasn't interested in, you know, everything that we do that I do for my clients. When I was a client, I wasn't interested in it. You know what I was interested in when I was a client? And you know what I'm interested in? I remember when I had my client, I'm not going to say her name, but when I had my life coach way, way back in the day, and I remember my wife telling me, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm like, nah, baby, you understand. I'm going to pay her $5,000 and $500 a month. See, y'all think y'all getting, y'all got to pay a lot of money? You should have my life coach. This was 10 years ago when $5,000 was a lot of money. I paid her that just to get started. And I paid her that because the promise was that I was going to go on a speaking tour to 5 different cities to promote my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, which I had just published. So I paid for a service that I didn't even get. Why? For the next 3 to 4 years after that, everybody else in the group, they filed a class action lawsuit against my life coach. Took her to court because none of us got what we paid for. So I need to apologize to all my clients today. My number one client, which is not a client, is my wife. And I need to apologize to my wife. And I need to apologize to everybody that's on this call. Because you're not paying to talk to me. You're not paying to listen to these shows. You are paying me for results. I don't give a damn if I don't deliver on anything else. I can send you 50 books. I can send you 100,000 one-hour audio shows. You are going to be disappointed because you're not getting what you paid for. I married my wife, not my client. I've been giving my wife client stuff. I haven't been giving my wife a wife stuff. She's a wife. She's not a client. So I'm apologizing to everybody that's listening to this because I had this faulty belief that said in my little brain, I got to make you suffer first. Then I'm going to give you some results. So I got to make you listen to all these shows first. Then I'm going to give you some results. I got to listen, make you read some books first. Then I'm going to give you some results. I got to make you do some one-on-ones first. Then I'm going to give you some results. See, in my brain, pain comes before pleasure. It takes a negative event in order for you to experience a positive event. I'm not just going to come in here and give you immediate results. I just can't come in here and just love my wife. I cannot treat her like she's the only one. I got to make her suffer a little bit. I got to drag her through the dirt. I got to do some bad shiznits. Then I can love my wife. I just can't, you know, treat my mother-in-law like a mother-in-law. I just can't go out and hang out with my father-in-law like most normal people do in a normal relationship. They walk up, they go to their father-in-law's house, and they say, hey, father-in-law, mother-in-law, I'm going to take y'all out to dinner. I ain't never did that. Why? Them suckers got to suffer first. They got to pay the price. I went to the Marine Corps. You know what they did? They made me suffer. Then they gave me a badge. And they gave me a uniform. And they gave me the title of Marine. I went to the police academy. And they said, oh, no, you got to run some laps, bro. You got to take these tests. You got to take this psychological eval. You got to jump through these hoops. You got to be a professional hoop jumper. Then we might let you be a police officer. I went to the correctional academy, same thing. I went to code enforcement, same thing. I went to insurance USA, same thing. Oh, no, we're not going to give you this. No, you have to be licensed. By who? The state. So we got to take this crash. We went through a freaking crash course to learn all that. You ever take the insurance exam? You know, almost everybody, the first time out the box, they said almost everybody, just like the law school exam. Everybody fails it. They told us that in training. Be prepared. You ain't going to pass the first time around. Out of 30 people in my class, 2 of us passed first time around. Me and some other chick. Everybody else failed. Why? They was programmed to fail. Because the whole time I was in class, I was like, I ain't doing this twice. I the devil is a lie. So God told me, the voice came in my head, told me, so why are you still doing this? Then I had another thought. And I went through my life, and I lined up all the times I've experienced success using success. I experienced a positive outcome using, right out the gate, a positive outcome. So in other words, it don't take a negative to create a picture or a positive. How do I know? Digital photography. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. So before digital photography came out, what existed? Think about it. Before digital photography came out, I used physical photography or an image, a negative, to produce a positive. Now, before I tell you that story, back to this story, Blog Talk Radio. How am I doing the show today? Do you know that Blog Talk Radio, if you are a paying customer and not a free customer, they have computer dial-up, just like Skype. So all this time, I've been using my phone, and now I'm pissed off the phone. And so they disconnected my phone. They say, man, you talking too much. You just, another, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, is that true? I don't know. They could have been, hey, doing the whole Illuminati thing. Because Blog Talk, as I've said, is owned by the people that I kind of say negative things about. So I'm sure if they were to chime in and listen to some of my shows, they're like, why are we letting this? See, I'm like a little gnat to them. I'm just an ignorance. They're like a freaking big elephant. So when an elephant is getting bothered by a gnat, he takes his tail and he swats it. That's really what probably happened. Or I really did just, you know, used too much data on an unlimited plan. So I got an unlimited plan with my cell phone provider, but I don't have unlimited data or unlimited. No, now it says unlimited talk, text, and data. That's the program I got. Now, the word unlimited to me obviously is different to them, because they told me, just got off the phone with them, they says, you exceeded your unlimited talk, data, and text. I thought you said it was unlimited. Yeah, it is, but it's limited. So which one is it? Well, it's an unlimited plan, but it has, you know, it doesn't have unlimited talk, text, and data. So why don't you just say it's not unlimited? Well, you know, it is unlimited. No. I was like, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So obviously, we got a problem with our terms and our definitions. Because to me, unlimited means unlimited. But to them, unlimited means unlimited to a certain point. So obviously, I'll be changing my cell phone provider. Even though I won't be using it anymore, because I don't have to, because I found out that, hey, a service that I already got, they already have a system in place by which me, that I can use, that I don't have to go through any pain to experience pleasure. And then after my cell phone, you know, again, I Blog Talk, and they turned off my phone on my Blog Talk service because I don't have the free. So they say, hey, you can go to the free service, or you can stay with the paid service. Now, I didn't even know the benefits, or one of the benefits of the paid service. This is why wisdom is so important. See, I have a lack of wisdom. Now, remember, the Bible says people suffer for lack of knowledge. So I'm suffering, or I suffered this morning for 2 hours or whatever. Why? Was it the Illuminati? Was it the white man? Was it the black man? No, it was my stupidity, because I didn't freaking read the contract. I didn't investigate to see what benefits of the program. So all this time I'm using my phone to do my Blog Talk shows. When I could use the Blog Talk, they have a built-in phone. So I tried this morning. I clicked the button, and it said, welcome to Blog Talk. Click one to start, just like when I called on the phone. So I'm sitting there like, why the hell have I been using my phone all this time? Because that means I could be using my phone for something else. And all I need now is just a better microphone, plug it into my computer, bam, problem solved. So did I have a problem with Blog Talk? No. I had a problem with not looking at the benefits that I'm paying for. Do I have a problem with AT&T? No. Because I wouldn't have went over, because they said the only reason that we are disconnecting your service, Mr. Rogers, is you do a lot of conference calling. If you read our contract, it says this is unlimited data for personal use, not commercial. So if I had a read, now remember, I'm pissed off at AT&T. I'm getting ready to cancel my service. The AT&T is owned by the Illuminati, by the devil. I'm going off, man. I didn't go off because I know, hey, I don't react. But inside, I want to rip a representative of AT&T's head off. Is it AT&T's fault? No. I'm running a commercial enterprise. They said this unlimited data does not apply if you're running a commercial enterprise. Are you getting paid when you do those conference calls? Yeah, actually, I get paid. I'm doing it with my clients. Okay, that violates your contract, brother. Phone disconnected. Why am I saying all of that when we're talking about negative paradigms, because ignorance is what a negative paradigm is. So you got a negative habit pattern. It's because you're ignorant of the positive life-sustaining pattern. So the moment I attached myself with the God-ordained, if you want to use that term, life-sustaining, if you want to use that term, positive habit pattern, guess what happened? Problem gone. So right now you got a coping mechanism. What's your coping mechanism, brother? What's your coping mechanism, sister? Your coping mechanism exists only because you are ignoring. You refuse to accept the gift. God, Yahushua came that you may have life. So the whole time I got this idea in my head that says, you know what? I don't trust nobody. So I'm going to stick them before they stick me. That's my coping mechanism. My coping mechanism is pain. Then pleasure. You can't have no pleasure unless you bring the pain. So I'm over here just creating scenarios that create pain in my relationship and in my marriage. Why? That's my belief system. But there is a better belief system. There's a life sustaining instead of a life destroying. So I'm losing 9 out of 10 clients. Why? Because I got a belief system. I got a coping mechanism. I got a negative habit pattern. I don't give a damn how much evidence proves it. There's a higher level, just like you still could be using film and a 35 millimeter SLR camera, or you could have a high def digital camera, and you could be using digital photography. Now, how does a digital camera or how does digital photography work? Do you know? Now, remember, my belief system was the old school photography. God's or the life-sustaining pattern is the new school photography. So a digital camera, again, is a shift tool. Remember, we talk about shifting. There's a shift in technology when it came to the old school cameras and the new school cameras. So there has to be a shift in your reality. Digital imaging technology, the same technology you have to use, override your coping mechanism. So the same way that the photography industry figured out a better system, they created a better mousetrap. So a digital camera takes the light and it focuses this light through the lens of the camera onto a silicon. Now this silicon is a what they call a photosight. It is very sensitive to light. And guess what it uses? Can anybody guess? Guess what it's called, brother? Remember what I said? Old Testament, God said you should not have any graven images. Remember that cartoon that came out? Not a cartoon, but that movie came out called Pixels. Remember Pen and Pixels that I talked about? It was two white guys who controlled the entire rap industry in Houston, Texas, back in the 70s and 80s. You can go and type in Pen and Pixels right now. Click on images. You can see two little skinny white dudes. They are in hiding right now in Montana or Wyoming somewhere. Why are they hiding? Why you would know these are multimillionaires and they scared to go outside? Because of what they discovered about pen pixels. A pixel. So digital cameras are pixel cameras. They take pixels and they put it on silicone to create an image. Now, if you're not into photography and if you're not into, you know, all the science behind it, that don't really mean anything to you. But for somebody who spent their life, I've had a camera since I was 6 years old. Since I was about 8 or 9 years old, it was brought for me by my stepmother on an Easter Sunday. She saw how much I liked and I wanted a camera and how I was interested in photography. Then I got in the military. I went over to Japan, and I learned how to do darkroom work. I learned how to do enlarger. I learned how to do everything when it came to photography. And then bam, they changed it up and they came out with digital photography. So a digital photography, it takes light and it turns it into a pixel or what they call a digital file. So instead of storing the light image onto a negative, it stores that light image onto a SD card or whatever type of digital memory that you have. So it takes analog and it turns it into digital. Now, that's the same thing that happens spiritually. So what am I saying? I said all of that to say this. Brother Will, you don't need to be negative anymore to get positive results. See, the Marine Corps, this is what they told me. When I asked my drill instructor, hey, man, why you talk to us like trash? Why you treat us like dogs? Why you blah, blah, blah? And he said, hey, we have to treat you like in order to break your mentality, to change you. Now, I respond very well. In fact, I would say I respond better to positivity than I do adversity. Now, you could come, you could torture me, you could put me in a chair, you can chain me up to something, you want to get some information out of me, you know, you can threaten me, you can take out, you know, like they're doing those torture or those movies, you can take a nail gun and shoot nails in my hand, you could do all of that to get me to talk. Or you can take me to McDonald's and buy me a Happy Meal, let me put some cheese on it, I'm going to tell you everything I know. Now, you ain't got to torture me, man, and you ain't got to call me out my name. You ain't got to, you know, say, you know, comments that freaking humiliate and belittle me, piss me off. You don't have to do that. So why am I doing it? I don't respond very well to criticism. In fact, I usually just, yeah, I do what I do good, pack my shizness and leave. Somebody comes in, they're very overcritical. Somebody talk down to me, carry themselves like you better than me, make me feel like I ain't worth nothing, like my brain don't work. Yeah, you're not going to get a good response. You're going to get exactly what my drill instructor's got in boot camp. You're going to get to fake me until I get to the point where I can slap the taste out your mouth. Then, because I ain't going to forget. I'm going to try everything in my power to get even. So what am I saying, brothers and sisters? I'm saying that as I started today's message off, today started off very, very bad. Everything, I mean, first of all, I had a toothache last night. That was like, I didn't get no sleep. Haven't got no sleep in really, about a week, maybe two. Because I started doing something that I didn't really think about before I doing it. So I read an article, got some information on how to regrow your teeth and restore. Well, I had a root canal done on a tooth. I didn't think this through. So I started gargling with baking soda and coconut oil. It regrows or it regrows your teeth. So I forgot that my teeth have nerves in it. When you have a root canal done, they take the nerves out of your teeth so you don't feel shizness. Guess what happened when I started regrowing my teeth? The nerves started to regrow too. Now I got a tooth that's in the process of coming, you know, being restored, so to speak, and it's restoring those nerves. So when I bite on that side, I ate some last night. I said, man, what did I do? Oh, that's right. I ate a Krispy Kreme donut. What they got on the donuts? Sugar. Really, it was an apple fritter. Man, my ears started hurting. I had a migraine headache. My whole jaw hurt. There was pain that shot down from my jaw all the way down my arm from a freaking toothache. Because now, where there was no nerves, now that there are nerves. So whose fault is that? Yours truly, once again. So I'm going through my life, and I'm starting to realize that, man, every problem I got, I'm ordering through a lack of knowledge. And I teach this stuff, and that's why I can teach it with a lot of passion, because I'm going through it just like you. So again, I apologize to everybody if I made you feel anything except positiveness, I'm apologizing to you today. And from the day forward, if I ever say anything, now everything I say obviously may bother some people, but I'm talking about belittling. I'm talking about those little stabs in the back. I'm talking about throwing shade. I'm talking about sneaking up behind you and saying things because I want to generate a certain response. I'm talking about saying stupid statements like 9 out of 10 people is not going to finish my program. And then I'm wondering why 9 out of the 10 people don't. Man, if you're saying that stuff, you're going to manifest that stuff. So I'm walking around saying, well, you know what, my wife really don't love me, or, you know, hey, my wife's father, which I said, and me and my wife had a long talk, see, boy, my dad ain't never said nothing negative about you. He even told me the first time I had a stupid attack, and I remember crying, because I had never sat across from him, and he said, you have a very brilliant mind. In fact, you're one of the smartest men I know. This is the dude I talk about every night. Why? In my head. Man, there's so many freaking demons running around in my head that I got to get rid of. Now, I've got rid of quite a few of them, but I still got a plethora to go. So, again, you guys bear with me because I'm in this program too. I'm learning the same way you're learning. I'm growing the same way you're growing. I'm uncovering negative belief system the same way you are. I am not better than you. I'm not better than anybody else. Anybody can do what I'm doing, and you could probably do it better than me. I'm doing this because I'm called to do it, and I want to help you do what you're called to do, and I have not been doing a good job of it because I'm not speaking. I have not been speaking the language of the client, which is you. I have not been speaking clientese. Now, I've been speaking Christianese, but I have not been speaking clientese. What is clientese? Clientese, the language of clients is the language of results. When I was a client, and God took me back, and say, hey, boy, remember when you was a client? Did you want to do one-on-one? I said, no, actually, I was a little uncomfortable doing a one-on-one. Did you want to do the video chat? Actually, when I was a client, I didn't like video chats. I didn't know you like that. I didn't want you looking at me upside my head. And sometimes I was at home in my underwear. If we're on video, then you're going to see all of that. So that's why I do audio stuff. So everything that I don't like sitting to listening to no one-hour message. Dude, get to the point. You're going to talk for an hour and you could have told me in 5 minutes? I don't want to hear about your problems and your personal life and all of that. Tell me the thing that brings results. So now I understand what I've been doing wrong. I'm asking for that you guys to forgive me because I'm going to be a little sharper too now. Why? Because I know you want results. Is there anybody listening to this call that don't want results? Email me if you don't. Then I won't be direct and blunt with you. I talk in circles. I will continue to talk in circles. But if everybody that's cool with getting results, if you want to be wealthy, you know, at least start taking the steps to produce that goal of 100, 200, 300, 400, 500,000, whatever your goal is, you ain't got to do nothing. But if you're not interested in getting there like in the next 2 or 3 weeks versus the next 6 to 8 months, let me know. Because then I will continue to use negativity to produce positivity. I will continue to basically say negative things to produce positive results. Now, that's a coping mechanism. That bird flies a little bit, but I got a better bird. I got a better dog. He got 100% kill rate. He kills whatever. I mean, the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It cannot return void. So instead of me speaking for you to listen, I'm going to speak for you to get results. So now I'm not going to talk about something that's not valuable to you. I am only going to do shows and talk about things that are of immense value, that brings results. Instead of explaining to you what I do, instead of talking about my life and my success, I'm going to talk about your life and your success. I'm only going to talk about result-oriented subjects. I'm not going to do no more, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray with the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Yeah, none of those lullabies. We're not doing that no more. So this is a higher level. Now remember, if you remember a couple of months ago, well, maybe about a month ago, I said I was taking the gloves off. And I started taking the gloves out, and that pissed off a lot of people. That means I started being more negative. Now, you didn't know that's what I was saying. I said, hey, I'm taking the gloves off. And I was like, yeah, let's do it, doc. But what you were saying is just, yeah, doc, talk more crazy to me. Make me feel like what I'm doing is a waste of my time. Disenfranchise me, and then expect me to give you $500 a month, $500 every month, $1,000 a month, $5,000 in cash. Yeah, piss me off, but then you want me to pay you. Yeah, keep doing that, doc. I'm going to be one of the nine that you're going to be talking about in your next series. And the reason this came up, the only reason God opened my eyes and this came up, because I did what I told you guys to do yesterday. I burned every bridge. I burned every area of retreat in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and especially in the area of relationship. I don't have nowhere else to go. So God, the universe said, oh, this fool, serious. He took a ship 1,000 miles, and he's on an island where there's no food and no water, and he ain't got nowhere to get home. And he burned his ship, and he said, I grow food here, or I build a boat to go back, or I die. That's what I did mentally. I said, I'm wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm wise, and I have a great marriage with the woman I'm married to now. And she's the only woman on the planet for me. Or, God, I'm ready to come on home. Take me on to glory. Because I don't want to do nothing else. I got no option. When you do that, when you say that, the universe unfails the plan by which to accomplish that. But if you never say that, if you never order that, you never receive that. So I went to the restaurant. God sent out the waiter. Now, God owns the restaurant. He sends out the waiters. The waiters are the angelas, are the angels. The angels say, hey, okay, Brother Will, we're here to take your orders today, bro. What you got? Say, I need, I want an order of wealth. You know what? I need a side of health. And I need 2 scoops of wisdom. And for dessert, I want a great relationship with God, with my wife, with my children, and with everybody on the planet. Yeah. And can I get that well done, please? They say, yeah, but you know what? We got a special going on today. You can order, you know, a little poverty and sprinkle in, you know, an average relationship. And you know what? We give you a little stupid instead of, you know, because you've been doing pretty good with stupid. You've been ordering it every time you come here, and you like stupid. You love ignoring shitness that we put right in your face. Since you've been doing it for 50-plus years, we figured for 50 years, bro, 50-plus years, you come in and you order stupid. Now you want to come in and you want to order wisdom? I don't think you really want that. No, I'm pretty sure. I'm burnt out on stupid. I've had enough stupid in my life. I've had enough ignorance. I'm not ignoring the truth anymore. Can you please put my order and put a rush job on it? In fact, if you go and put my order in now, I got a good tip for you. The manager's like, we gone. And they sent me my order. And guess what I got back? I got back a freaking plan that says, this is how you get what you order, bro. And that plan says, get rid of that pain before pleasure bullshitness. That's a coping mechanism. Get rid of that no pain, no gain. Go to the gym, work out, and don't experience no pain. Guess what? You're still going to get results. Pain does not come before gain. Now, everybody thinks it does, but it doesn't. It doesn't take no pain. You ain't got to treat your wife like trash to show her that you the man. How about you do treat her nice, and she still respects you as the man? Craziest thing since sliced bread. Now, I treated my wife like really bad. She still loved me. So guess what I'm doing now? Guess what I'm going to do today, brother. I ain't waiting. I just came back from dropping my wife out lunch. Surprised her with some flowers. Got my dog behind up this morning at 5 o'clock. I didn't have to get up this morning at 5 o'clock, but I got this morning at 5 o'clock. Why? Drive my wife to work. She's too good to drive. I'm driving for her. She ain't never had to pump no more gas in her car. That's my job. She ain't never got to wash her car no more. That's my job. Why? Took me a long time to get it. But you get more bees with honey than you do vinegar. So let me close before I start crying. And because Marines, you know, we don't cry. In case y'all don't know that. I love my wife. My wife is here on the phone. I listen to today's show. Baby, I love you. I've done a lot of bad in my life, brothers and sisters. And I'm not ashamed to say it. Because when I make a mistake, the same way I yell and scream when I think I'm right, I'm going to yell and scream when I'm wrong. And the way I treated my wife these last 8 years was wrong. And the way I've talked to a lot of my clients has been wrong. Doesn't matter if it was unconscious. It doesn't matter if it was unintentional. Because the pain that my wife has is real. That's not, it doesn't care. You can make an error and accidentally shoot somebody. But if they die, whether it was accidental or not, they dead. They ain't coming back. So you need to do what I'm doing. You need to find every negative core pattern that you got and get rid of it. Every coping mechanism, everything that you do that allows you to cope with this thing called life, get rid of it and start living life. I'm not coping anymore. I'm living. I'm enjoying. I'm actually engaged and participating. I'm not going to speak to anybody ever again in a negative manner and expect positive results. That dog don't hunt. And if he does, he missed half of the shizness that he's trying to catch, which is what I've been doing with my life. That's why I've been partially successful. But in order for me to get all the way successful, I got to uncover every disposition that is contrary to the word of God or the word of success. And that disposition that I uncovered yesterday is I'm no longer using old school photography. I'm not using an SLR 35 millimeter film. Now, I'm going digital, brothers. I'm going digital. That means I'm not operating in the flesh. I'm operating in the spirit. I am going to obtain energy in a positive way. How am I going to obtain energy in a positive way? And why should I focus on positive to get more positive? Positive energy is contagious. I'll never have to advertise again. If I can positively change your life, you're going to positively tell everybody else that you know, hey, that program Brother Will got is off the chain. Yeah, it may cost a lot of money. It may cost you a little change, but guess what? That positive energy that I'm going to give to you is contagious. It's going to make room for more positive energy inside of you. It's going to allow you to live in the moment. It's going to do something. It's going to release that negative energy pattern that has been holding you back. And it's going to create a life-sustaining pattern. And that, my brothers and sisters, this is being natural. This is being authentic. This is what I should have been doing since day one. But I was raised, and then I got reinforcement, and I went into the military. All of these are excuses, by the way. But they damn good ones. And that's the problem. All of your excuses are good ones too. But I will not be the excuse for you any longer. Now, I'm going to take what I used to call obsession. Now, I'm going to call it dedication. I am dedicating my life to the service of others. I'm dedicating my life to the service of God. I'm dedicating my life to the service of my wife and my children. I'm dedicating my life. I'm dedicating my life to positive purpose. I no longer need that coping mechanism called negativity. It served its usefulness, and now I am moving on. And I highly recommend that regardless of what happened, when you wake up and you get a day, and I still haven't got one problem solved, but by the end of the day, I will have that problem solved too. And that is my group that we do for my Clarinomics program. So if I can't use the current medium by 7 p.m. tonight, I'll have it figured out why. Positive energy draws positive results. Positive energy creates a positive surrounding. Positive energy my brothers and sisters. Positive energy. Regardless of what is done to you, respond positively, maintain a positive mindset, and you will get what? A positive solution. So I need everybody to do what I'm starting to do from the day forward. I need you to exchange that negative core imprint that says, hey, no pain, no gain. No. No vision, no gain. Pain doesn't produce gain. Having a vision, exercise, and focus, some discipline and order, that produces gain. Pain is just something that somebody lied to us about. They say, hey, man, I have to treat you. Because they told me in the military, said, man, we got to treat you like trash. To get you to do what we want to do. No. No, brother, you just tell me if you need me to do 20 push-ups, I'll get down in 20. You ain't got to go and take the rifle butt and bust me up to outside the head with it. I don't need to be abused in order to get. Now, I grew up and I learned that behavior. So, just like any kid, they're going to get your attention. They're going to try to get your attention positively, bring home good grades. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. But if you keep ignoring that child, guess what that child going to do? They're going to figure out how to get your attention some other way. And usually that other way is negative. And then they're going to grow up, hey, if I talk loud, if I act out, mama got to stop. Daddy got to stop, and they got to address me. And I get what I want. What did I want? Attention. That's what I learned. So all these years, I've been acting out. That's what you do when you got a coping mechanism. And I've acted out for what? Attention. But I'm telling you today, brothers and sisters, that there's a better mousetrap. Positiveness brings better results, and you sleep easier at night, especially if you don't have a toothache. So my brothers and my sisters, I appreciate everybody. Once again, I do apologize to all of my clients, especially, and to all my listeners, because over the years, I've said things, and those things kind of left you a little bit uneasy, that calls you to release negative energy into the air or to the atmosphere, and that draws negative events into your life. So I do apologize to everybody, whether you're listening live or 5 years from now. If you ever listened to any of my messages, it was sprinkled with a little negativity into it. That was done, again, because that was my imprint. That was my negative habit pattern. That's what I believed I needed to do in order to get clients, in order to be successful in life. Now I understand I don't have to create a negative event to get my wife's attention. I can do what I did today. I can bring her flowers. I can bring her lunch. And I can let her know that I love her that way. Instead of ignoring her, acting like I'm busy, and doing all of this covert activity behind her back just to get her attention. Now I've learned if I want my wife's attention, I go join something that she's doing. I go to church with her. I go to the mall with her. I go to the dog park with her. I don't want no dog. I've already had a bunch of them. But my wife hasn't had one. And if it's important to her, it's important to me. And then what's important to you is important to me. So from now on, I'm speaking your language. And that is results. So I hope y'all ready, because we're getting ready to get some results. Brothers and sisters, I love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Huh? You're still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.